Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I want to jump right into Thanksgiving. I mean, here we are. It's a wonderful time of the year. Mm-hmm. I love to take this time as a moment just to being, you know, just to reflect and to be thankful to God. Because a lot of people say they're thankful during this time, but it's like, who are you thankful, you know, to who? You know, it's important. You know, they just say, I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, but who are you expressing thanks to? You know what I mean? It's important that we understand that. And some of the things that I want to talk about for, before we get to this interview, we will have this interview, so please stay close. I have not forgotten. But we're going to be talking about how thankfulness to God ushers you into the presence of the Lord. Have you experienced that before in your life? I mean, Psalms 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Have you noticed that? That when you take time to look at God, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Envision and appreciate all of his majesty, all that he has done, his mercy, his love, his redemption, his grace. And you look at his life, when you just pause for a moment, I mean, isn't the natural response, thank you. Thank you. No, really. Thank you. Something you don't hear much these days, but it's something that God should hear quite often from our lips. Thank you. Because you've done so much. And I think that as we begin to look at that on a daily basis, what are we thankful for to God? What are we appreciative for of God? And we verbalize that back to him. We acknowledge that. And we say, Lord, I recognize that these things, these people in my life, these opportunities, my life, all of these things all come from your hand. Everything that I have is because you are exceedingly good. You're exceedingly loving. You're exceedingly gracious to me. And I believe that that fills us with such awe, with such wonder, that we naturally transition from expressing our thanks and our gratitude to praise. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you. Oh, you are amazing. Oh, there's no one like you on the face of the earth. I love you and want to grow more in love. You are amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to remember that, especially during this time. You know, oftentimes it's easy, and I don't know why. Maybe that's just part of the sinful nature that people just can go negative and just look at what they don't have instead of walking with an awareness of how blessed we truly are. And that it just doesn't happen like this. You know, there's so many things that can happen to you. Believe me. Believe me. There's so many things that can happen to you that we can pause and say, you know what? I'm not going to waste 1 second feeling bad for myself, for other people, for no. You know, because of what the perception of what they don't have, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice and be thankful for what we do have. I know that during this time, we're going to have, you know, maybe we're going to have that turkey, going to have that ham, you know, and we're going to take time to eat with friends and family. And I like those traditions. I think it's good, you know. But I also think that, you know, as we're getting ready to eat, as we're getting ready to do those nice traditions that we have, and we pause for a moment and, you know, family comes over or we go over to family's house and we're just kicking back, that that day that we conscientiously, we should do this every day, but that day that we walk around with that awareness and that let those conversations throughout that day be about the goodness of God. You know, that what God has done, the goodness of God. And it's amazing how one's testimony would so bless somebody else's testimony, or what they're thankful for would really challenge us to say, man, that wasn't even on my grid. Mm-hmm. And now we can say, wow, you just added another thing that I could be thankful for. And we mutually edify, mutually encourage. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's what the body of Christ should do when we come together. We should walk out so different than when we came in, because we came with the awareness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Pat, I want you to tell us, Steve, we're going to get to you, but Pat, right now, I want you to tell us, as we come into this Thanksgiving season, not just the day, but this time of the year, you know, what are some of the things that you're thankful for? What are some of the things that you have recognized, that you're going to be recognizing, you know, and talking about the goodness of God, what's mm-hmm. it done in your life?
Well, this, you know, like you said, this time of year, you always reflect on, and I do it all the time, but obviously Thanksgiving, it makes you really ponder the thought of what are you really mm-hmm. thankful for? And especially when we get together as a family
mm-hmm.
on those times, during those times, it just, I can't help but think about being grateful for family
mm-hmm.
because of where I came from when I was a child. It's, you know, family wasn't always a great experience,
right?
You know, so it really makes me be really grateful for my family, you know, from what the enemy tried to do, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And what he's given me now, it's just beautiful. It's just awesome. Family and friends, you know, it's my natural family, my spiritual family, all get together every year, and it's a wonderful time. And then, of course, I'm always just grateful that he saved my life.
Right.
You know, he saved my soul.
That's a good one.
You know, Jesus is obviously number one. And, you know, the fact that he's given me purpose and vision, and I always think back to the times before he saved me, it's like, I had no idea where I was going, what I was doing. All I thought about was either that day or the next.
Right.
That's about as far as I could see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, it's just amazing where he's brought me from, and the future is just going to be awesome. I'm just excited about what
Isn't
he's doing.
It? Oh my Isn't gosh. It? When we get back from this break, he's just got started. I mean, I see that
There's
list.
More. I see
that list there. He just
the
got
gears
started.
Gears are turning.
We get back from this break, we're going to hear more from Pat, and we're also going to talk to Steve and find out, you know, what are some of the things that they're thankful for as we take this time. I want to encourage you. Maybe you're thinking yourself, jot a couple things down. Don't wait till right before you eat the turkey. Go ahead, start now. Take that pen and paper out and start writing some of those things. And maybe, you know, you're going to have a long list and be able to share with friends and family. We're talking about the power, the importance, the awesome opportunity we have to express thankfulness, to have gratitude to God. I mean, that's important, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. God.
That was a big one.
For all that he has done, all that he is presently doing, and all that he is about to do. I mean, hey, just go ahead and just cover the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
Because this is good. But we were hearing from Pat as he was talking to us about some of the things that he's thankful for and some of the things that he reflects upon. How important is it for you, Pat, to not only for you to be able to understand what, you know, God has done and to be able to express and verbalize, you know, thanks to him, but also to be able to encourage your family in being able to do that as well, children, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. I mean, you got to, like you said, like I was talking about earlier, you got to teach your children, you know, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, have a good work ethic, but also, why are you thinking? Why? How do you think this stuff just happened? You know,
right.
This food just miraculously just appeared in front of you.
Oh,
you know,
it does?
This house
it doesn't?
Just,
the refrigerator's
the
always
power
full.
Just stays on. You know, there's just all these things always that just happen. No. It comes from somewhere, you know, and it's not, you know, mom and dad. This comes from God.
Somebody actually plucked the turkey? I mean, turkeys don't just come out that way. They just, you know.
Well, actually, they come from the grocery store, but no.
Right.
But, you know, given the whole perspective of where everything comes from,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so easy to take it for granted, you know, when it, especially in America, things are just naturally available. You know, it's, you know, we have no concept what it is to go without food or electricity or a roof over our heads, that kind of thing. So unless you teach your children that, and if you don't realize where it comes from,
yeah.
I really believe that anybody who's ungrateful is taking credit for everything in their life.
Mm.
You know, the fact that you can be miserable, it's like you're not thankful to God for anything. You know, you think you're doing it.
Right.
You know, I mean, what a slap in the face to God, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is insulting because you just take the mindset that everything that you have is because you've done it.
Right.
You earned it. You're responsible for it. It's your world.
Mm-hmm. You did it all.
You did it all. And you can quickly find out that all that stuff can just disappear. I mean, if God took one pinky, and I'm being generous off of me, I know I'd fall apart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And he's the one that holds all things together. But, you know, before we ask Steve, because I know he has a long list of what he's thankful for, I want you to hear from David Crowder. What is his name?
David Crowder.
David Crowder.
From the David Crowder Band.
From the David Crowder Band, as he shares with us what he is thankful for.
I am thankful for my mom and my dad, mostly because they're incredibly handsome and attractive, as you see, and they love me very well and have my entire life. I'm thankful for puffy vests and tractors because the puffy vests keep you warm in the middle portion of your body, let the extremities hang free and cool you off. And then the tractors, because they bring food to the world and feed the planet. I'm thankful for banjos, although this is just a banjo. It's not plural, really. I should have drawn more banjos to be truly thankful for the banjo, but I'm thankful that it only has 5 strings instead of 6. Happy Thanksgiving from positive, encouraging Kayla.
There you have it, David Crowder. Man, I didn't even recognize him. He's got the whole Duck Dynasty beard going on and everything.
He always looked like that.
Did he always look like that?
I think so. He's had that thing for a while.
Wow, man. Oh, yeah. He is really rocking that thing. Man, that's freedom. Oh, yeah. I love that. Wow.
I think he should grow one of those.
I don't know.
I think that you
would be good. The hair?
You know what? You would be. Two again. That looks good on you.
Keep
on top, you know, a little bit below.
Be sharp.
Hey, man.
I got to think about that one. I'm not too sure about that.
Just speak it out, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't be limited in your mindsets, man. Take it off.
Take it off, huh?
Take off the mindsets, man.
Speaking of mindsets, watch how I do this. Steve, talk to us.
Deflection.
Watch how
Deflection.
I do this. Steve, talk to us. And enlighten us here. I mean, here we are, another opportunity to express thankfulness.
I have let my hair grow, so I just want to give you some encouragement. But no, you know, I think about just like what Pat was saying. It's just like the differences of, I see what God's done in my life, and I'm so, you know, when I look at the holidays right now where we are walking into Thanksgiving and Christmas, it has always been a cry in my heart. Like as a kid, family was always very difficult, if you will. You know, it's always a difficult time because it was more painful of what was meant to be a joyful time. And I'm thankful for God, for the family, my spiritual family, of what he's given. And I think about this time, I always have this tradition about Thanksgiving. I go down to the beach in Florida and I watch a sunrise because this is always...
Who knew? Did you know that?
Yeah, actually I knew that.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for a while.
It's a tradition that I've started because before my last deployment, my first deployment was very, very bad. And my second deployment, I was very concerned and I didn't know if I was going to come home or not.
So you say deployment,
in the military. I was in the Marine Corps. And before I even knew God wasn't even on my radar. Mm-hmm. And I had come across a beach in Destin and there was this restaurant and it had these steps. It would right down on the sand. And I just remember standing in the sand and I just says, God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. If you can bring me back, I want to see this again.
This is before you knew God,
this is before I even knew God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of just how God, he saved my life literally, but he also saved my soul. And I think about the transition, the miracles of what God has done, drawing me to where we are in Florida. And it just, it causes me to just say, God, it reminds me of that moment. And like you're saying, it reminds me of where I was. It reminds me that God found me. It reminds me just literally the miracles of what God's done. And I just think about, and it's like you're saying, there's so many things in the world that says, yeah, you don't have this, 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 and this. But it's just like...
Like an island.
Like an island, yeah. But honestly, I'm grateful, and we'll grow in this. I'm grateful for palm trees. Because palm trees help me remember the fact of where God has brought me. Mm. And I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for his blood. That it's by no other way. We're saved by grace. It's not by what I do. Mm-hmm. One of the things is, in my natural family, I've got an older sister. I don't have any brothers. I'm thankful for the gift of family and my brothers that are in my life that, you know, so many times before, it's like we can tell people around us that, man, I love you, man. I love you, man. But so often it's like those words, there's so much meaning to them. And so often the people around us don't really know what it means, but to really tell someone that, man, I love you, man. I'm so grateful for you. And it was a cry in my heart ever since I can remember to have family, to have brothers. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is, like you're saying, when you're able to come together and really look around and it's like, God, you have done so much. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting to think about. It's just like what God's going to do.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful because it's just like God is just looking for someone to believe him, mm-hmm. to be grateful. And it really changes your whole perspective about mm-hmm. things. Because like you're saying, that's such a powerful mindset. It's like if you're ungrateful, you're taking credit for it.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing how it's just like, you know what? You can pretty much get rid of all those prescriptions by just simply saying, oh my goodness, I'm grateful that I can breathe. I'm grateful that I can walk. I'm grateful that I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. And it's that perspective that we have of just being thankful for what God's given us, you know, and it's a huge paradigm.
Wow. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely amazing. We're talking about taking time to be thankful for what we don't have instead of being miserable for what we do not have. Mm-hmm. And, I remember one time a guy told me, he says, I'd rather want something than I don't have than to have something I don't want. You know what I mean? careful about what you're miserable about, what you wish you had, yeah, because if you had it, mm-hmm. you may not even want it, but you got it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got it. And we're talking today about food and all these different things, you know, and really being thankful to God. And we mentioned a little bit about food, but we are going to get to the food aspect here in a second. But... You know, even in that, I even felt that even you may be watching and listening and saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to be having a turkey this year, or I'm not going to be eating all those type of things and all. You know, maybe you may just be eating a regular meal this Thanksgiving and you're not going to have a turkey. I want to encourage you. I love what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I've learned, how to make it when I had a little. I'm paraphrasing here. And I learned how to live when I had a lot. And we have to be really careful that we don't measure our lives and what we have, you know, based on this American mindset. Because the poorest person in America, the poorest person is incredibly blessed than most people in the entire world. And, you know, oftentimes people complain because maybe they can't go out to eat at a restaurant or they can't eat what they really want. Mm-hmm. This again, you know, another casserole, no names, you know, but, and it's like, wait a second. Some people didn't even get anything to eat that day or 2 days or that mm-hmm. month or whatever, you know, and we need just to be thankful for all things. I've said this before that sometimes I think that, you know, we add our miseries on the adding machine, but we count God's blessings on our hand. And that needs to change. It needs to change as a church, as a society, as individuals. It's us. It's us that says, you know what? I'm going to express my thankfulness. I am going to express what I am appreciative about. And I'm just excited about this opportunity. Me, myself, you know, I am so thankful for many of the things that you guys have mentioned here, you know, on this program. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful for the Lord. You know, I look at my life and just say, God, you're amazing. I mean, you know, I couldn't have scripted this. Yo, thank you. Thank you. Many people do. Many people do.
It's amazing what he's done.
There is a God. See, that's where we're supposed to be signs and wonders. You know that. Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
We're supposed to be signs and wonders that point to Jesus and says, oh my goodness. Wow.
Because it's encouraging for them when we share to them what God's done, because so often they can get fixated on what God's
done. Well, hopefully they can
done.
See it. Hopefully they're like, you know.
Something's different about you.
Yeah, what's changed, you know? I remember even a couple of years after I'd given my life to the Lord, I would run into people in the mall that knew me from my former way of life and say, is it true? Is it true? Mm-hmm. I heard. I'm like, man, it is absolutely true. I gave my life to the Lord. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about family. I'm excited about, you know, what we have the opportunity to do every single day. We are all deeply appreciative to God for this opportunity to be able to speak to you, to be able to share what we feel God is saying, a now word. We feel privileged to have the opportunity to encourage the body of Christ. And we're grateful, absolutely grateful, appreciative to the Lord, and appreciative to you, you know, our viewers, our listeners, those that stand with us as we are carrying together the light of God's truth all around the world, all in the glory zone here in the Gulf Coast. And we're thankful for you, our partners and our sponsors that stand faithfully with us, pray for us, and so financially into you know, this ministry and what's happening. I mean, I look back over the year and think about all the different things that we have been able to discuss on this program. Some of the things that I mean, Greg has shared has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, powerful words.
Powerful, the fact that we were able to stand 50 days with Israel during Operation Protective Edge, and were able to share a biblical perspective to what was happening in Israel is amazing to me when most of the media was not even covering a great majority of that stuff. That was a blessing, an honor, a privilege. We're grateful for that opportunity. We're grateful for the opportunity to be able to share the prophetic words that God has given us to be able to warn the body of Christ and to encourage them to pursue God with all of their heart, with all of their mind, with all of their soul, with all their strength. We're thankful for being able to share about what God's getting ready to do in the Gulf Coast and in this nation and the nations of the world with this coming outpouring of God. I mean, it is a privilege, and these are the things that we should all be excited for. That God is in control, that heaven is you know, he's seated on the throne. You know what I'm saying? You know, earth is his footstool. He's totally in control, and that he loves us, and that he has a plan for us. And it's important that we find out, you know, God, I'm not interested in trying to get your blessing on what I'm doing. I just want to do what you're blessing. You know, we want to seek the heart of God. We want to know the stirrings of his heart. Where are his eyes roaming to and fro? Who has caught his gaze? Where is the need right now, God? What is your burning passion? And how can I bless you? You know, we hear it all the time. You know, God bless America. You know, and I think that we really need to be saying, hey, America, bless God. Church, bless God.
compared to
you know, how can we begin to start saying, Lord, I want to be a blessing to you today. What's on your heart? What's on your heart? Because a sense of gratitude, when we have gratitude, when we are truly appreciative of someone, right? We're appreciative, you know, for God. What naturally should kind of rise up on the inside of us is yes, gratitude, but what can I do for you? You've been so good to me. You have blessed me so much. You have ministered to me and touched my heart. How can I minister to you? How can I bless you? And did you know that you could bless God? You can touch the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
That you can minister to him. And that's beautiful, because I believe that's where all ministry really should start out of. Ministry to the audience of one. You know, we are vertically doing these things, not horizontally. Yes, you know, brothers and people are going to be blessed by all those things. But you know what? When we minister to the audience of one and we lay our life down as a fragrant offering, as a sacrifice to God, it's such a pleasing aroma to him. And I just feel encouraged this year and so filled with, I guess, awe. And this really is really, I think, a springboard, a leap pad, if you will, to rolling into Christmas.
Yeah,
and the Christmas season. I mean, you know, it's not just about a day. You know, we're going to roll into that whole month of December with gratitude, appreciation, and joy and excitement to be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, but also as a time to reflect upon the year, all that God has done, and looking forward to the future and what God's getting ready to do. Let me tell you, this is an amazing time. Don't waste it. Don't waste it getting sidetracked by shiny objects. Don't get sidetracked by letting someone else rain on your parade and point to things that are not going well. Make every effort to look at what is going right, what is going good. You know, the Bible tells us to focus our thoughts on whatever's pleasing and wonderful. Think on these things. And those are the things that we should bring to the table. We should bring a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and being able to impart that to one another.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.